This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. Investigators are at Denver International Airport this morning combing through the remains of a 737 that slid off a runway into a ravine last night and burst into flames. Denver Fire Department officials said the entire right side of the plane was destroyed by a fire so intense that melted plastic from the overhead compartments dripped onto the seats. Amazingly, every one of the 107 passengers and five crew members escaped with their lives. Joining us now on the phone is Jeff Green, Communications Director for Denver International Airport. I have to imagine it was a long night for you, sir.
Yes, it was a bit of a long night.
Can you describe the incident for us?
You captured it, I think, correctly. It was Continental Airlines flight from Denver to Houston. Veered off the runway last night at about 6:18 p.m. On its takeoff roll. It was on runway 34 right here at Denver International Airport. Upon notification of the incident, our airport rescue crews responded immediately, and they did have a bit of a firefight with the fire that broke out, but they were able to put the fire out, and as you say, everybody did escape without any fatalities.
I understand the fire department was actually fairly close, is located fairly close to the runway?
Yes, we have four firehouses on the airport airfield layout, and this happened right near one of our four firehouses.
Given what's been going on weather-wise this weekend, does weather seem to be a factor in this?
It's really too early to tell what was a factor in the cause of this accident. Weather at the time was clear. We did have high winds near the airport yesterday, but we have not had any of the snow or the severe winter weather that the rest of the country has been looking at.
And early reports were that there were two people critically injured. Can you update us on these two people?
You know, I don't have any updates on any of the individuals and the extent of their injuries. I know that this morning it looks like the updated number of total injuries is about 58 passengers. To the extent of their injuries, I'm afraid I don't have that information for you.
And is the airport operating normally this morning?
We are operating, but not exactly normally. After the incident last night, we shut down what is considered the western part of our airfield. We have a total of six runways, three on the west side and three on the east side of our airfield. We closed down to only the east side, which resulted in about 40-minute delays for all flights last night, mm-hmm. just because of the reduced runway capacity. And we'll operate for the next several days with five of the six runways, which should bring us back to normal operating procedures.
Jeff Green, Communications Director for Denver International Airport, thanks for joining us this morning. Good luck today.
Thanks, you too.